It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. We're here tonight on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for a college basketball doubleheader. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Culver Stockton Wildcats. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph. He's our producer and our engineer, taking care of us all from the expansive CARE Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here. I'm in the Nolan with the best vantage point anywhere to watch college basketball. Great to have you along with us here this evening. And, well, for the Ravens, I was joking with Coach Folsom before the game. It seems like we've been so long since we've been here. I scarcely remembered how to make my way into the gymnasium as Benedictine returns home for the first time since January 5th with a 2-2 record to begin 2022. Now, in this first game, the ladies' game, the Benedictine Lady Ravens are coming off just a heartbreaking loss on the road up at Grandview Sunday. Culver Stockton comes into the campus today. And check this. For the first time since the 2019-2020 season, and Culver Stockton, well, their 2022 has gotten off to a 2-3 start as they come off a 59-47 loss down in Springfield to the Evangel Valor. So, a couple of teams hungry for a win here this evening. And Benedictine has been pretty good against Culver Stockton. The Ravens lead the conference series 39-21. And under head coach Chad Folsom, Benedictine is 33-5 against Culver Stockton. We're going to take a quick breather. We're going to come back. We're going to bring you a little more insight into the game. We'll bring you the starters. And then it's going to be the tip-off for Benedictine women's basketball. The guys coming up at 7:30, so it's the first of two. Don't go away. More hoops coming up on CARE Radio.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. and wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
The voice of the Benedictine Ravens and your local high school sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the Nolan. The public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. It's a nice crowd. They are filing in. It is Student Appreciation Day. They got a ton of things going on for the college students. There are a lot of high school teams who have come here tonight. And so it's always good to see this kind of a crowd, this kind of turnout. How about the starters? First of all, for Culver Stockton and their ninth season head coach, Jeanette Bergen. Lady Wildcats are going to be starting 5'6" junior guard, Josie Landrum. She's out of Arcadia Valley High School. Hold on. Just lost my light. And well, I still can't get it going. What in the world? How about that? We're going to get Casey Newsom. Casey's a 5'7 senior from East St. Louis, Illinois, out of formerly Area Community College. From Rockford, Illinois, transferring from Black Hawk College, 5'5" junior guard, Nia Taylor. Megan Deals from Chillicothe, Ohio, a 5'7" sophomore. And from Decatur, Illinois, at 5'8", freshman Addison Newborn. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom in his 20th season. Benedictine is going to be starting. Good to see your back. Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6" freshman from Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. You're going to see Aaliyah Rain from Jeff West in Meriden. She's a 5'8" junior. 6'2" senior Natalie Samarin out of Maple Plain, Minnesota. Gardner Edgerton High School grad, 5'10" senior Tyler Washington. And in the middle from Hera, Oklahoma, Allie Brzezowski, a 6'1" senior. The Ravens, they're tough at home, especially good at home. In fact, the Lady Ravens are 7-1 in the Ralph Nola Gymnasium this season. Culver Stockton has trouble on the road. They are 3-5 away from their campus. And Joe Charles Fieldhouse over there, the 7 wins at home are the fourth most among any team in the Hearts on their home floor this season. And as we're playing through this game, we're going to hit a landmark. We're going to hit a milestone. We're going to have a round of applause, I would hope, from the nice crowd on hand here today, because Natalie Samarin is looking to be the 20th player in program history to reach 1,000 career points here at Benedictine. And through the first 19 games of the season, Natalie has scored 182, averaging 9.6. She's at 990. Okay, so 990, averaging 9.6. I got a feeling she gets the grand here tonight. We'll see what happens, but right now, the team's coming to the center circle to jump it off. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine, Lady Ravens and Culver Stockton, and stick around, the guys game coming up right after this one. The ball is up, tip of the way, and the Lady Ravens are going to control it down. Here comes Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson. Into the forecourt, BC is on offense to begin things. Over to the right side, Kennedy's going to go straight up and hit a three, 14 seconds into the game. BC is in front 3-0. That didn't take long. It was quickly, just coming down the floor. She pulled up, no one stepped in front of her. She spotted up and threw it in. Here comes Culver Stockton down the court. CSC over on the right wing. Smear jumps out defensively on a guard way up high. Now the cross-court pass is batted away. Taken away by Alley. Picked up down the court. Left side. Skyler for two on the fast break. And I'm going to tell you what, Kennedy Nicholson is feeling good because she raced down the court, little behind-the-back dribble, changed directions, and got an assist on that shot. Culver with the ball, that's Casey Newsom. Out on top to Megan Deal. Megan seems like she's been in this program a while. Here's a long three-point shot that's up no good, and Kennedy Nicholson coming down with a rebound. So she's got 3 points, one assist, and a rebound already in the first minute of the game. Left side, Brzezowski. In, up. Does she get the continuation? Yeah. Brzezowski drives, and Coach Bergen is losing her mind over her stand. How could she get fouled just inside the free throw line, and you give her the continuation and the bucket and the foul? That's just what has happened. And Allie Brzezowski is at the free throw line. The shot up, rolls in. So Ali Brzezowski with three. That foul, by the way, was on Nia Taylor, if you're keeping your scorebook at home. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine already leading it 8-0. The feed down to the left block. Driving into the lane. Change of directions. A shot high up off the wood. It was no good. Rebounding it down. Brzezowski, her pass is batted away. Stolen back. Culver goes up with a shot. Brzezowski commits a foul. Great hustle. Staying after the basketball by Culver Stockton. And Lady Wildcats coming up to the free throw line. Stepping to the stripe is going to be Addison Newbon. Addison will take her time. First shot is up. Hits the back of the rim. It kicks out. It is not going to go in. Addison's not a great free throw shooter. She's 40 of 68 on the year, hitting 58% of her free throws this season. And the second one is in right on schedule. First point of the ball game for Culver Stockton coming here at 8:26 to go in the very first quarter. BC out top, and again, it's going to be Nicholson. She'll glide around to the left side, dish it over the reins. Now from the baseline, a three off the rim and caroming over the top of the backboard off the hands of Skylar Washington, and it'll come back in playing from deep in the backcourt by Culver Stockton. Lady Ravens are going to apply a little full court pressure on the upcourt. The pass will go to the middle, and we have a foul. Are they going to call a reach in? No, we're going to call a block. They're going to call a block on Skylar. So Skylar Washington will pick up her first foul of the game. Team fouls even at one. Culver will come into the forecourt. The cross-court pass stolen by Brzezowski. She'll get it away to Kennedy Nicholson and back up four with it. Will come Benedictine. Lady Ravens out on top. Here's Skylar. She rotates around above the circle. Gets it to Brzezowski. Back over to the right side, Kennedy. Top side it goes, Reigns. Aaliyah looks into the middle, thinks about the three, now pulls it back down. Shot clock is at a dozen, plenty of time. Here's Allie Brzezowski for three. No. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds off Natalie Samarin. It'll come back in again to Culver Stockton. So very early in the ballgame, Benedictine hitting 3 of 4 and now 3 of 5 of their shots. And Culver Stockton is 0-for from the floor. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here's an uncontested three, up and missing, and the rebound on the floor, batted around, stolen away by Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine. Samarin drives it up the floor, and she gets fouled. Natalie Samarin had a defender on her, decided to go around her. A left-hand dribble up the court and a foul on Addison Newbon, who I think was probably just stunned to see the Benedictine 6'2" center coming up the floor with it. Here come the Lady Ravens. 7 minutes to go in the first. Over to the left side is going to be Reigns. Skylar, baseline. She's going to try that three again and buries it. Skylar Washington has 5. Benedictine now leading at 11-1. A double-digit lead early on for the Lady Ravens. Full court pressure. And Culver going to get it across the timeline on a little outlet pass down the right side. Skip it off on top. They'll dish it over to the right side. Now back on top to Landrum. Landrum at the top of the key. Looking in. Has it batted away and stolen by Samarin. Benedictine has such a size advantage and, frankly, a speed advantage as you watch him coming up and down the court. Here's Kennedy Nicholson over to the right side range. She has not been able to get a shot away yet tonight, but she will get hers. Here's Brzezowski. Tries to go back door to Skylar, but a defender got a handout, and Landrum was able to redirect the ball out of bounds. And for Culver Stockton, man, they are going to come with all kinds of substitutions coming into the game. 1, 2, 3. Looks like we're going to get 4 new players in for CSC. Ravens bring it in. The shot goes up, and Raines couldn't get that one to fall for her first point of the game, and up with it will come the Lady Wildcats. Culver Sonkin has four players on the floor, and now a fifth one comes running back down the court. Megan Dio had left. She thought she was being substituted for, and Culver is up the floor with four. Now they've added their fifth player. Here's a turnaround from the inside. We get a push, a shove, no foul called. Offensive rebound, put back up, no good. Cleared down by Benedict and Twyla in the ballgame, and Karis Cleo will bring it up the floor. In the game for Culver Stockton, Olivia Hopp, a freshman from Illinois. Also in, Lakin Hugenberg. She is a junior from Canton, Missouri at 5'7". Kiana Ortiz has come in, a 5'5 freshman from Tucson. And Katie Webb, another freshman, 6 foot from down in Benton, Missouri. Culver Stockton coming up the floor with the basketball with 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedict leading it by 10. Here's a wide open three. Rims out, no good. Raines with the rebound. Aaliyah up with the ball. Lout lets it to Skyler. She comes down the court, goes left side. Starts to dribble in, backs away, keeps it alive. Feeds into the lane. Twyla turns, shoots, give her two. First 2 points for Twyla. Jeanette's seen enough. We're going to get a timeout. Culver Stockton, the break coming here. 5:05 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 13, Culver Stockton 1.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, when you compare most recent opponents, Benedictine's game with Grandview saw the Ravens taking on the conference's top three-point shooting team is the Vikings. 208 three-pointers on the season, and they're really good. Here's a baseline jumper from the right side for Culver. That it is up, and it is good, and Katie Webb has scored. So, Grandview, really good. Culver Stockton, 11th in the conference with three-pointers. They are not a perimeter kind of a team. BC back up the floor with it. A couple of substitutions. We'll pick them up here in a second. As the shot is up by Twilight, it's no good, and rebound cleared down by CSC. Let's just reset the five of the four for Benedictine. You've got Kennedy Nicholson and Twyla Karis Keel. Leah Raines is out there. And who else we got? We've got Heather Runabaugh in the game and Kyra Misuraca. 13-3 Benedictine. And Lady Ravens coming up with a steal on the other end. Here comes BC. The breakaway. Runabaugh for two. Heather Runabaugh drove that thing the length of the court. And coast to coast she goes. And now Coach Bergen is really upset, and not with the officials. She is really upset with her team and its defense and its mishandling of the basketball. And now they're going to put it in play. And Benedictine continues with this absolutely smothering full court defense. Inside 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. The drive all the way down the floor. And the shot is up and missed. And Heather coming down with a rebound. BC takes it the other way. Nicholson for the left-hand dribble all the way down, across the way down the left side. Out on top, it'll come to Runabaugh. Backs it over to the left side again to Nicholson. Feeds to Karis Keel. Back out on top, Runabaugh. Feeds now in the middle, Misuraca. Drives it one, twice, on the floor. Reverse layup, too strong. Rebound, tipped again, and Twyla will clear it down. Feeds in the middle to Skyler. Underneath to Heather. Now Heather has it knocked out of her hand. She gets knocked to the floor. Jumps to her feet, but Culver Stockton has come up with the loose basketball. Lady Wildcats racing down the left side. Olivia Hopp has it. Feeds into the lane left side, twisting, turning, and the underhand shot is going to be up and good. Very nicely done by Addison Newbon, her third point. It is down 15-5, Benedictine. We're at 3 minutes to play in the first. Skyler straight away. That is a long three, and she drains it. Skyler, 8 opening quarter points now. 18-5. Lady Ravens' longest lead of the game now at 13. The double team as the ball gets into the forecourt. Push pass over to the left side. The layup is going to be up and distracted and missed. Kyra clears down the board. BC races the other way. Up with it comes Kennedy. Nicholson. Missy Rocca. Left side Ronnebach. Hooks to the middle. Brings it out on top. Skyler feels it. Hits another one from the top. Oh, my goodness, Skyler Washington. She is in some kind of zone. It's 21-5, Benedictine. Now down the right side, driving in the shot. No, Kyra rebounds. Benedictine coming the other way with 2:12 left in the opening quarter. Over to the left side. Runabomb. She thought about the three, then doesn't. Starts in. Kyra thought about the long shot, then doesn't. Will pull up from 12 and knock it down. Kyra, Missy Rocca has two. It's now a huge Raven lead. We're going to set it as another timeout taken by CSC. Lady Wildcats getting run out of the gym in the opening quarter. 2 minutes exactly to go in the first. It's Benedictine 23, Culver Stockton 5.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Let me tell you how hot Benedictine is right now, okay? In the last 52 seconds, okay, less than a minute, the last 52 seconds, Benedictine is on an 8-0 run. They are 3 of 3 in the last three shots. So they have the range. BC is hitting 65% of the shots. Culver's hitting 18. And the Ravens with the steal. The feed in the middle is going to be stolen back by Culver. Back up forward, they will race. Driving to the left. Cutting to the right. The dish on top. The long three. It's going to be short. Rebound. Reigns had it. Got it tipped out of her hands and picked up off the floor. Anna San Juan is in the game, and she'll bring up the ball. Anna San Juan. Out there with Heather Runnebaum and Aaliyah Reigns. Natalie Samarin is back in, and Allie Brzozowski. Now, Samarin gets knocked to the floor. And they're going to call a foul, or are they just going to call a travel? I'm not seeing any foul calls, so they must have just called a travel. She got bumped to the floor, and it's got Coach Folsom on his feet. Coach is looking very dapper in a charcoal suit. Minute 20 left here in the first. Swinging it out on top. That's going to be Culver Stockton, Laken Hugenberg. Skip pass right side of the lane. Easy layup. Rolls around and around, and it does drop in. For just a minute, that ball flirted with kicking back out. But Laken Hugenberg has her first point of the game. It is 23-7. Ravens with the ball out on top. Nearly throw it away, but it's going to be saved nicely by Reigns. Back on the right side, San Juan. San Juan puts a hand way underneath the ball. Every time she dribbles, I think she's going to palm that thing over. Here's the left side run of bomb. She'll dribble toward the top, skips it over to the left side. Shot clock at 2. The shot at the buzzer off the rim. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up. No. Rebound Culver Stockton. Here comes CSC into the forecourt. Nia Taylor. Little skip pass up court. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds by San Juan. And Ronnebaum will check out and into the ballgame now for the first time for Benedictine. Number 25. That's Riley Wade in there for BC. And the Ravens are going to steal the inbound. San Juan down court, shakes her defender. Shot goes up, and she has it rejected and thrown out of bounds. Talking about Riley Wade, she's a 5'9" sophomore for Benedictine out of Olathe, Kansas. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. BC has it into their baseline. Shot clock, of course, is off. The feed comes in. Brzozowski, hook shot way up off the window. No good. Rebound, Samarin loses it down the floor. And Comer racing up the court. They got a lot of time to get a shot away. Out on top of it is going to be Olivia Hopp. Hopp brings it out to the top of the key. The runner in the lane is no good. Wave it off. It's an offensive foul. And we have 4 seconds left. The charge in the middle on Aaliyah Ortiz. And against full court pressure, Benedictine will bring it in. 4 seconds left in the first quarter. It'll come into Reigns. She'll feed it in the middle. Samarin and she just couldn't run out of time. She had a wide-open player down the court who she did not see, and Benedictine has been dominant in the opening quarter. First quarter in the book. We'll be back with more. Time up on the floor. Lady Ravens 23, Culver Stockton 7.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Look at that opening quarter scoring for you for Culver Stockton. It won't take long. Addison Newbar has three. Hugenberg and Webb each with two. And that is it for CSC. For Benedictine, what about Skylar Washington? You know how good she is. Well, she lit it up. 11 first quarter points for Skylar. Following her, Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Brzezowski with three apiece. And with two, Heather Runnebaum, Twyla Kersgill, and Kyra Misuraca. Benedictine, right now, hitting half of their shots. They're 9 of 18. They're 4 of 7 from three-point range. Culver Stockton has gotten better. They're at 25%. They're at 3 of 12 shooting. We're set to go to the second quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. And Benedictine had the ball in play. It is going to be Anna San Juan with the ball. Her cross-court pass thrown right into a defender's hands, and she's too slow to catch her. The driving shot on the other end is up and good. So Culver with a nice steal and a finish on the other end by Laken Hugenberg. It is 23-9. And again, San Juan comes up the floor. Dishes left side to Riley Wade. Over goes to Reigns in the middle to Samarin, whose pass is thrown away. And another trip down the floor. And this time, Wade is too slow to catch. And a layup for Josie Landerman. Benedictine taking a timeout. Coach has not liked the rotation and the people he's got out on the floor, and he's making changes right now. Taking a break, Joseph, 9:27 to go in the half. Lady Green was 23, Lady Wildcats 11.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
As we return, Benedictine puts it in play. Culver Stockton steals it, and Laken Hugenberg gets two more. And full court pressure by Culver Stockton suddenly giving Benedictine trouble. Lady Ravens get it into the forecourt, now leading only 23-13. Over to the left side, it's going to go to Reigns. Baseline left, the beautiful pass inside, given assist to Samarin in the bucket for Zowski. And we talked about Natalie Samarin. Needs 10 points here tonight to get to 1,000 in her career. Well, she has not scored yet this evening. We'll see how that goes as the night wears on. We may be up to Oskaloosa before she gets 1,000. Here's a three-point shot. Culver drains it, and suddenly Lady Wildcats have found the range. That's Hugenberg, who's coming off the bench. The junior from Canton, Missouri, has 7 in this quarter already. 9 in the game. Here's a 3 up and good. So it's 28-16 and 3 more points for Kennedy Nicholson. Up the floor, Culver. Over to the far to the right side. Squaring up. The 3 is short and rebound, Natalie. Natalie doubled up in the backcourt. Now they're just reaching and jabbing at the ball. The official back there says you can't do that. The foul is going to be on Laken Hugenberg. It'll be her first foul of the second quarter by either team. And Benedictine is going to take Brzezowski out of the game. Going to bring Twyla back in. So Benedictine has increased its speed on the floor considerably. Looking out on the floor right now, you've got Skylar Washington and Natalie Samarin. You've got Aaliyah Raines, Twyla Carrasquillo, and Kennedy Nicholson. There's your Benedictine five. Here's a nice little entry pass, and it was too tall. Natalie Samarin trying to beat Skylar. Goes out of bounds into the Benedictine Pep Band, who you may or may not be hearing occasionally during the course of the day. They are here in number tonight, and now we've got a stoppage of play on the far side. I don't know what this is all about. The officials having a little conversation. And now they're all coming over to the score table. Oh, I know it, Sean. The shot clock has not begun running. It is at 30. So they'll come over and figure out where they want this to be. You can tell that the protocols have increased a little bit as two of our three officials this evening are wearing masks. Some of the CSC players out on the floor, not just on the bench, but on the floor, are playing masked here this evening. Lots of basketball coming your way here on Kent Radio. Of course, again, after the ladies' game, we're going to have the guys' game coming up. It'll be a Benedictine Comber Stockton men's matchup at approximate 7:30, tip-off for that one. We'll be bringing it to you tomorrow night. I'll be back with you from, again, in Oskaloosa, Kansas. How about that? So, from Oskaloosa tomorrow night, we'll slide over and let you know that we will have our first game at 6 o'clock that will pit Valley Falls and Rossville. I was out at Rossville, watched them play the Phoenix, a month or perhaps just over that ago. Rossville is a really good team. Valley Falls, of course, the number, I've seen two polls, number two or number three in the state of Kansas in 2A. So whatever you want to call them, they're really, really, really good. Second game of the night should be interesting, as it will be a 7:30 tip-off between JCN and the host, Bears. So there you have it. Those are the games coming up tomorrow. And then Saturday afternoon, these same two Benedictine teams will be out here on Care Radio's. I'll be with them up in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Benedictine at William Penn. You know, a couple of games going on in the conference tonight. Not just this one, but also Mount Mercy is up at Peru State this evening. And on Saturday, Central Methodist at Clark. Culver at Clark, Culver at Park, Mount Mercy at Evangel, Mid-America at Peru, Graceland at Baker, and of course, Benedictine Penn. When they got it ironed out, they've set the shot clock at 19, is what they've decided. And the ball comes in, it doesn't matter. In 2 seconds, Culver Stockton put a bounce pass into the corner that no one touched and threw it away, so all that work for naught. Benedictine up the floor with the basketball. Here's Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy up floor, starts right, drives left, picked off by a defender, keeps the dribble alive. Dumps it over to Raines, down into the corner. Skyler's three, rimmed all the way around. It comes out, no good. Rebound is on the floor. Samarin dives for it, but Clover's able to pull it away from her, and with 7:11 to go in the half, they throw the ball all the way from the one side of the court to the other to no one, and it bounces into the scorer's table, and we'll come back to Benedictine again. Twyla puts it in play this time. Lady Ravens with the ball, up a dozen, 28-16. They have led by as many as, 18. Here's a baseline three for Skyler. That one will not go either. And on the rebound, Twyla comes up over the back. Twyla will have her first foul tonight. Benedictine has not had a lot of foul troubles. That is their second team foul all night. One in the opening quarter and one now in this quarter. Now the inbound is stolen by Benedictine again. Now Susan on the floor. Twyla picks it up, kicks it over to Skyler. Skyler dishes in the corner. Kennedy. Feet to the right block. Twyla backs in, changes directions, in, up, good. Twyla with her fourth point. And it's 30-16 Benedictine. Back up 14. Here's a feet to the right side and an easy shot. Not going to go. Getting her own rebound, following it up. Not going to go. Getting her own rebound again, and we'll say one of the Ravens held her. So after back-to-back shots by Katie Webb, a foul is called on Natalie Samarin, her first tonight. Natalie is out. Kyra Misuraca is in. We're going to get Aaliyah Raines coming out, and back into the Lady Raven lineup will come Atchison native out of MHMA, Heather Ronabaugh. 6:24 to go in the half. Inbound, shot up, no good. Rebound, Kyra. When she's on the court, she is a dominant player in the middle. Skip pass right side him. Going to get away, get out of bounds, and Benedictine will turn it over. 6:16 to go. BC with the full pressure on the inbound. Pressing the ball all the way up the floor. Now the outlet pass is going to be thrown away into the first row of the bench. Larry Busing, nice hand. Good job, Mr. Busing. He fields the ball, kicks it back out to the official, and here comes Benedictine. Puts that thing on one hop. Kyra right side of the free throw line. Over to Skyler in the corner. Back out on top, it'll come Kennedy. Nicholson left side. Runnerbaum steps in, passes up the shot, comes back out on top. Back to the right side to Skyler. This three, again, that thing goes 360 all the way around the inside and back away. 5:45 to go. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, it's 6:02, and it's my pleasure to let you know that you're enjoying college basketball tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. In the lane, a couple of steps. No, the shot is up. No good. BC with the rebound. 5:20 to go in the half. Lady Ravens have the ball, leading it 30-16. Here's Heather Runnerbaum. Start to drive in. Feeds over for Kyra, but the pass a little too tall and gets away and gets out of bounds. It's going to come back in again to the Lady Wildcats. Cobra will make a trio of substitutions. Megan Deal coming back in. Casey Newson returns to the floor. And also, Josie Landrum is back in there. 5:15 to go in the first half. 30-16, Benedictine. Cole will get it across. Bring it up the floor. All the way into the lane. Nearly going to be batted away, but Newsom able to recover it. Kicks it off on top. Ortiz down to the right side. Multiple steps. No travel called. The traveling violation is a thing of the past. Here comes Benedictine off that missed shot. Ravens are working over the left side. Skyler Washington, red hot early, has missed a few here in the second quarter. Down to Twyla. The pass in the middle of Kyra through two defenders and fouled by one of them. I think, yes, it's going to be on Megan Deal. Megan's first, and Culver Stockton will have a couple of team fouls now. So team fouls are even at two apiece here in the second quarter. As for Benedictine, Kyra Misiraka comes to the stripe. First shot won't quite go in. Kyra's going to get one more look at it here. She is a 50% free throw shooter on the year, but hasn't shot a lot. 4 of 8. This one perfect. Kyra has her third point of the evening. It's 31-16 Benedictine. And we got 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Culver up court. It's going to be Aaliyah Ortiz. Dishes back, jumper up and good. Hugenberg, she is doing the heavy lifting for this team here in the second quarter. 9 second quarter and 11 game points. Here's a three on the other side for Kennedy. Nope. Rebound, Kyra had it. She goes to the floor, but jumps right back up and is okay. And they will say it's going to be out of bounds off Benedictine. Culver Stockton will take Ortiz out of the game and bring Naya Peaver back in. 4:10 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens in front, 31-18. Again, there was a travel, no whistle, to pass over to the right side. Now out on top, it's going to be Nyer Taylor. Bounces to the left side of the lane. Backing in, twisting, turning. Now skip pass across the lane. Jump shot is up and short. Offensive rebound pulled down by Culver. Reaching in to tie the ball up, and doing it is going to be Kyra. She ties up Casey Newsom. Possession arrow, Benedictine. Back the other way, we will come. Lady Ravens started off so hot. 23 opening quarter points, but they have only 8 here in the second quarter. Now, Benedictine's offensive production has kind of fallen off a little bit in the second half of the season. But there are many, many reasons you could think about that might be accountable for that. averaging now in the games in 2022. Benedictine is averaging 60.5 points a game in these four games. Average over the first 15 games of the year, a little over 70. BC cross court, it goes to Ronna Baum. She directs a little traffic with a free hand, pulls up her dribble, goes to Kyra in the middle and loses it off her shoulder. House is in a perfect spot, but just couldn't get a handle on the thing, and back up with the Wacom Crover Stockton at 3:20 to go in the half. In the lane, backing, twisting, beautiful spin move, and the shot is going to be up and good. Nia Taylor's first points of the game. 31-18, the Benedictine lead trimmed once again to 13 points. And just a little comparison for scoring. Culver Stockton comes into the game, and they only average a little over 50 a game, so they have not exactly been a huge offensive juggernaut. Here's a three. Oh, there it is. She's found it back. Skylar Washington, 14 points. That is her fourth three tonight. 34-18, BC. We go inside, 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Newsom, right side of the lane. The shot blocked by Mr. Rocca. Rebound, top side. Saved down by Josie Lander, but Culver Stockton will reset. Shot clock at 8. Shot clock at 7. They go to the left corner. Shot clock at 5. Driving. The shot goes up, and there's going to be a foul call. And I bet it's going to be on Aaliyah, isn't it? Yep. You can tell by Aaliyah's less than happy look at the official when that foul got called. It is her first foul of the game. And even though it is only team foul three of the second quarter, it will send Nia Taylor to the free throw line for a pair of shots. Nia Taylor steps up here for Culver Stockton. She is an 80, or excuse me, make that my... My paper got in the way. 61% free throw shooter. Able to hit the first one, though. 3 points this evening for Nia Taylor. All of them have come here in this quarter. One more shot, and we're going to get Allie Brzezowski, I think, coming in. Second shot. Good. She'll hit them both. 34-22. BC is brought Riley Wade back into the game. Reigns out there. Gets it into forecourt to Kyra. Back out on top to Wade. Wade, Reigns, Washington, Brzezowski, Misuraka. That's your Benedictine five right now with just over 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Deep, deep side to the left side is Allie. Over to the left, Skylar alone. They left her alone, and why do you do that? Skylar throws in another three. It's her fifth tonight. 37-22 with two to go in the half. CSC passes by, knocked away. Oh, wait, such a nice play by Brzezowski. Kicks it right to Skyler. Back out on top, Reigns. Over to the left to Wade, and she took her eye off the ball, and it gets away. Now throwing her out on the floor. Kyra jumps on it, and the jump ball will come to Culver Stockton. A minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Benedictine up 37-22. We're going to get Casey Newsom back in. We're going to get Kiana Ortiz back in for Coach Bergen. Ortiz out of Palo Verde High School in Tucson. The Benedictine pressure in the backcourt causing Cobra a lot of trouble. They're still not across, and they get it just in the nick of time. And now that was an over and back, and the official missed it as a heel of the player stepped on the midcourt stripe. Here's the baseline three, up and no good. Offensive follow, up and no good. Rebound on the floor. Peeled away by Aaliyah Reigns. Here's Benedictine. Minute 20 to go in the half. Lady Ravens put the ball up the floor. Riley Wade wanted to pull that three off, but didn't. Here's Skyler. Goes right side, Reigns. Into the corner to Brzezowski, along two, yes. Allie Brzezowski with 7. 39-22. Benedictine now by 17. We've got a minute to go before the break. Here's a three on the other end. Nope. Rebound, Brzezowski. And Reigns comes up the floor with it. You got Reigns back at the one again. Gets it over to Skyler. kicks it back to Rain. Feeds the outside the block to Brzozowski. She'll just turn and shoot, and it won't go down. 35 seconds left in the half. Culver walks it up the floor. Cross it at the center. Benedictine's going to pick it up at the forecourt now in their player defense. Here's a feed at the baseline. A spinning shot is going to be good by Newsom, her first point of the game. 39-24. BC, just about the right amount of time. 15 seconds to go in the half across midcourt. With the ball out on top. Over to the right side to Wade. Now she'll cut loose for three. Rebound, Culver. They've got 2 seconds, 1 second. Not even going to try. We're at halftime. We'll return here to the Nolan to summarize the opening half for you. But at intermission, this women's college game, it's Benedictine 39, Culver Stockton 24.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We're in halftime here at the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus women's game. Second half coming up. Guys' teams are both out on the court doing little warm-ups before their game that we'll have here on Care Radio coming up at about 7:30. Quick look at the halftime statistics. First of all, for Culver Stockton, hitting 10 of 30 shots, they find themselves trailing in this game by 15 points and are led by Lakin Hugenberg, who came off the bench to get 11 points. So, thank you, sir. 11 points for Hugenberg. Next up is Nia Taylor with 4, Addison Newbon with 3, and then 2 each, Landrin, Newsom, Webb. For Benedictine, you cannot say enough about the shooting of Skylar Washington. 5 of 9 three-point shooting, 6 of 10 altogether, 17 points in the first half for Skylar. Following her for Benedictine, it was Allie Brzozowski with 7 points, half a dozen on a couple of threes by Kennedy Nicholson. By the way, she's 2 of 2 shooting the ball. You've got Twyla with 4 points in the first half. Kyra Misiraka with 3 and 2 for Heather Ronnebaum. No one for either team in any kind of foul trouble. You've got one foul apiece on players for Benedictine, and Ortiz for Culver Stockton has 2, but again, no one else with more than 1. That all said, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back bringing the second half of the ladies' game live, and then, of course, the men's game coming up here on Care Radio. And by the way, as we are on the Natalie Samirin 1,000-point watch, she needed 10 coming into the game. She still needs 10 because no points yet in the contest for Natalie. She's 0 of 2 shooting in this game so far. Hasn't really looked to shoot much. She's been more a facilitator than a scorer in this one so far tonight. As the Benedictine Pep Band plays in the background, we're taking a break for halftime. Intermission score. The Lady Ravens 39, Culver Stockton 24. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio, and he is so proud to share this halftime with you.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good Thursday afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with your Hot Country 93.7 look at the sports schedule. Tonight, we've got Benedictine College Hoops with the men coming up at 7:30. Tomorrow night, we will have Valley Falls versus Rossville at 6 p.m. from the Oskaloosa Tournament. JCN will be taking on Oskaloosa at 7:30. Coming up Saturday, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball again, as the Ravens will be playing host, or will be on the road, I'm sorry, in Oskaloosa, Iowa, taking on William Penn. Join us on next Tuesday as we will have tournament week action continuing in high school basketball. Those games will be announced at a later date. We're going to take a real quick break and a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got another game in action as Mount Mercy and Peru State are meeting up tonight. Mount Mercy is on top at the half with 40 points to Peru State's 17. And in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 39 points over Culver Stockton's 24. We'll take a real quick look at some of the high school scores in just a moment.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking a look around the area, we've got the Hanover boys leading Troy 13-8 after the first quarter. In an overtime win at the Twin Valley League consolation game. It was Donovan West by 1 point over Lynn in overtime, 53-52. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 1 below. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 29. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 19. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at our weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison, Kansas. We've got 9.9 degrees Fahrenheit up there. Steady, calm conditions under clear skies with a relative humidity of 67%. Barometric pressure 29.56, dew point of 1 degree Fahrenheit, and a wind chill of about minus 1 degree out there, even with the light and variable winds. Taking a look around the area, it is 13 in Holton, Kansas right now. Valley Falls is checking in at 11 degrees currently, and St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 10. We'll be checking in back with Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
you've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And we're glad to have you with us here in the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're just moments away from the beginning of the second half. Both teams are out of the court, warming back up, and It is here at intermission, a 39-24 Benedictine lead. Lady Ravens, they jumped out early in this game, led by as many as 18 in the opening quarter. They were up 23-5, and they've just been able to hold Culver Stockton at arm's length. And, you know, you look at Culver Stockton, 24 points at halftime, that maybe just shouldn't be a surprise, okay? Because Benedictine leads the Hart in scoring defense. Through the first 20 games of the year, Lady Ravens have held their opponents to 54.2 points a game. And Culver Stockton is not exactly an offensive juggernaut because they're ninth in the conference scoring at 64.3. So that said, Culver fell on pace, you know, 24. Lady Ravens may be able to keep them like they have done with most people down to the very low 50s, maybe even a little under that tonight. We'll see how the second half all shakes out. Looking out on the floor, let's see who's going to start the second half. It will be for Benedictine, the original five of Kennedy Nicholson, Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzowski. For Culver Stockton, it'll be Josie Landrum and a little switch up, Nia Taylor. They're going to start Aaliyah Ortiz. Okay, she did not start the first half. Also, Megan Deal will be out there with Addison Newbon. Benedictine in their home white uniforms you're so familiar with red and black lettering and trim. For Culver Stockton, it is a Kentucky blue with silver gray lettering and trim. We're set to go the second half. Benedictine will be putting it in play in midcourt. We're underway here in the third quarter. Lady Ravens go left side. Raines will drive in, score. 10 seconds into the second half. You know, and it is a first bucket of the second half for Benedictine. Back up court with it. As, by the way, it's the first point of the game also for Aaliyah Raines, 41-24 BC. Over to the left side, CSC works their way to the side of the lane. Denied access, brings it back out on top. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Culver starts left, swings it over to the side. Start to the top, goes back to the baseline in between two defenders. They don't get a shot off. What defense? We're talking about the defense. What a great defensive series. Did not even get a look at the rim. Back up with the Wacom, Kennedy Nicholson. We're going to see Culver pick up a player defense in the forecourt. We're literally at the top of the key. Now the entry pass to Marin. In and up and good. Natalie with her first points of the game. Now at 9:92. 9 minutes to play, third quarter. Can Allie get 10 in the second half? Oh, she certainly can. Culver with it, deep in the right corner, down in front of their bench. They'll work to the left side. Shot clock already again in single digits. The pass on top. Here's a three launched. It looks good and perfect. When Megan Deal will get her first points of the evening. And it's 41-27. Lady Ravens. And Benedictine's outlet pass from Ali Brzowski, just a little too much on it. Didn't know her own strength. It threw it too deep and out of the reach of Skylar Washington. Culver's going to be putting it back in. And as they had done in the first half, Benedictine will apply once more full court pressure on the inbound. And now it's going to be stolen away by Raines. Skips it over to Skylar. And she was laying on the floor, tried to get it over to Skylar, but not able to make a satisfactory pass to get away out of bounds. And back it will come. 8:14 to go, third quarter. Culver Stockton up the court, get a little bit of a fast break going, and but a little too fast they try to go. The pass down to the baseline is going to be out of reach for Deal, and BC will have it back in. So we've had a raft of turnovers now by these two teams to begin the second half, coming out just a little bit wobbly. 43-27 Benedictine, 2 minutes into the third quarter. Washington out on top to Natalie. Here's Raines squaring up for a three. Short rebound out of bounds to Benedictine. BC's going to have it in at their baseline. Back in for Culver Stockton, Laken Hugenberg. It didn't take Coach Bergen long to get her back on the floor. She was spectacular. 11 first half points. And it comes 15-footer Smearing off the glass. I don't think she called it, but we're going to count it. 4 points now for Natalie. 45-27. Covert down the right corner. Now the shot in the lane, up and off the window, and good. And as quickly as she comes in, Lakin Hugenberg, man, she is a scorer. And now as the ball is going to be stolen away, we're going to get a foul called on Cover. It's going to be on Ortiz. And I think I have her for three. Let me verify that with the official scorer here tonight. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. They're not going to call a foul. They're calling a turnover, and Cover with the ball works to the left side. Here's a three, launched and hit from deep in the left corner. Just about back-to-back threes for Megan Deal. She has six already in the second half. 7 minutes to go in the third, 45-32. BC up court, swings it right side, Reigns. Skyler has it between the circles, way up high, goes left, takes the screen, gets it to Brzezowski. She wants Smearing, gets it to her, they're feeding Natalie. She starts in, kicks it back off on top. Shot for three. Yes! Three from outside by Aaliyah Reigns, and she had to put that up. There were 3 seconds on the shot clock when she set sail with that. 48-32. 6:20 to go. Third quarter. Cover. Little hook pass left side. A three. No. Rebound underneath Kennedy Nicholson. Kicks it up to Reigns. Feeds it into Brzezowski. Up and too strong, but she got fouled. The rebound had come down to Natalie, and I thought she was going to go right back up and get her 6 points of the half, but instead of that, we get a foul called, and it'll be the first foul of the game for Josie Landrum. Cover Stockton, team foul one in the third quarter. Back hit for Cover Stockton, Olivia Hopp, the freshman from Toulon, Illinois. If any of you are familiar with that area, she went to Stark County High School. So there you go with that. One more shot coming up here for Brzezowski. And she'll hit it. So Allie Brzezowski makes it 49-32. 6:11 to go. Third quarter. Colbert brings it in. The Ravens are going to steal the inbound. Reigns turns and couldn't get it to fall. Rebound underneath the Twyla. Has it taken out of her hands. Colbert Stockton up the floor. There was a great screen set. CSC in the forecourt. They do not have numbers, and they're going to slow it back down. Now a shot up missing, and a Benedictine foul. The whistle is going to be on Reigns. It is her second foul tonight. Heather Ronnebaum will come in. Aaliyah checks out. So, Heather Ronnebaum, Twyla Karaskio, Kennedy Nicholson, Natalie Samarin, and rounding it out for Benedict and Skylar Washington. The first free throw, unsuccessful for Lakin Hugenberg. That's about the only thing she hasn't hit tonight. She's 6 of 9 shooting, 1 of 1 three-point shooting, but misses her first free throw this evening. Second shot, yes. 14 now for Lakin Hugenberg. 49-33, Lady Ravens. Here comes BC. They're going from right to left across your dial here in this second half. Ronnebaum has it well out between the circles. Starts to the left side, pulls up her dribble, skips it off on top. Samarin over to the right side to Skyler. She'll drive baseline, puts a runner up that hits the side of the backboard and is rebounded back down by Deal. Megan's outlet into the forecourt, down the left side to Hugenberg. Now way up high, and Casey Newsom pulls the ball up there. Shot clock at 20. Hugenberg back over to the right they come. There's no one below the free throw line right now for Cover Stockton. And then they will drop one, send them diagonally across the lane from either one side or the other. Here's a three. Shot missed. Rebounding down is Karaskio and Benedictine up court. 5 minutes to go in the third. Ronnebaum with the ball. Gets it over to Kennedy. Nicholson cuts down the baseline. Her shot is going to be blocked from behind. No foul called. And up floor with it is Megan Deal. Deal will drive, dish, and they'll bring it off on top. Hugenberg goes baseline, throws up a prayer, and got the thing to roll in. How about that? Nicely done, and Hugenberg has two more, five already in this quarter, 16 now in the game. BC on top, Skyler. In, out, bounce off the rim, and then did not go in. And on the rebound, falling down, no travel called. Culver Stockton has the ball. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 49-35, Lady Ravens in front. San Juan, Mr. Rocca, and Reigns all come to the scorer's table for Coach Folsom. BC on top, that's going to be Ortiz. Shot clock at 7. Turnaround from 16, 9. Megan Deal with a little turnaround shot. She's got 8 points, all of them in the third quarter. And to make some substitutions and talk to his team, Benedictine and Coach Folsom taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do a, what do you say? We'll have a break here. 3:42 to go in the third. In Atchison, Kansas, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 49, Culver Stockton 37.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back. College basketball this evening here on CARE Radio. And Benedictine coming out of the timeout, puts it in play on the left side. It's going to be Ronnebaum. Down to Anna San Juan. She's down to the baseline left. Plays off the screen, doesn't have a shot. Mr. Rocca passed into the middle. That was a beautiful pass. Kyra had seen Twyla cutting across the lane, hit her on the run, and the defenders saw what was happening and reached in over the back, picking up a foul, and that's going to be foul number 2 for Nia Taylor. 3:23 to play. Third quarter. Back it will come in for Benedictine, deep on the right side this time. Reigns. Aaliyah drives the baseline, lobs it over to the left edge. Back out on top. Run a bomb. It's 3. It wouldn't quite go down. Rebound, Culver, and one of 3 Ravens down there is going to be called for the foul. They're going to give it to Anna San Juan. 3 Benedictine defenders had surrounded and were trying to pull the ball away from Culver Stockton, and San Juan got whistled for the foul. 3 minutes to go in the third. 49-37, Benedictine's lead trimmed to only a dozen now. They have led by as many as 18, and that was all the way back in the first quarter. Here's a running shot on the other end. It's up and good. Plus one. Counting the bucket. And another foul by San Juan. And at the free throw line, Culver Stockton, this is Aaliyah Ortiz, who had, with that bucket, gotten her first points of the evening and has a free throw opportunity right here to add one and will. So a 3-point trip, and suddenly Benedictine's lead is single digits. It's 49-40. They have not led by less than double figures since we were just over 2 minutes into the game, about 7:45 in the opening quarter. They were already up by 11. Here's a runner and a score for Reigns. She's having a nice third quarter. 7 in the quarter for Aaliyah. 51-40 BC. Down to 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens stay with that player defense. Just don't see much else out of this club. The ball comes up to the high post. Taken there by Katie Webb. She'll pass it off on top. Dish back out to the edge. 7 on the shot clock. They use a lot of time. 5. Here's the top of the key. Nope. Rebound. Carrasquillo. She'll get it to San Juan. Mishandles it for a little bit. And then that trademark shoulder-high up-court dribble by Anna. Kicks it to the edge. Here's driving in. Reigns off the glass and scores in the lane. Aaliyah Reigns. She has a hot hand now. 9 points for Reigns, and it's 53-40. up the floor, the ball batted away. Players on the court wrestle for it, jump ball, and that was ranged right in the middle of that match. Good hustle by Aaliyah Range. She got tangled up with down there with Katie Webb, a player much larger than Aaliyah. And now Webb comes out, and there'll be a substitution to five. Inbound, and a quick shot is up and good for Newsom. It is 53-42, Lady Ravens. We're at a minute and a half to go in the third. Swine over the ball to the backcourt. To San Juan across the line. Left side runner bomb. Heather's got a lot of good PT here tonight. Reigns goes right side, drives the baseline, gets inside her defender, got pushed. Here's the thing with Aaliyah Reigns. She's so fast. She gets her defender, who looks like she's in really proper position, and she will get that first step, get around, but suddenly the defender is off the side of her. Aaliyah bends it in at the baseline, and that defender's either giving up an easy layup, going to foul, maybe going to do both. Minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Reigns coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. They are up 11. The free throw. Ooh, it's good. For Aaliyah Reigns, that is now 10 third quarter points. This one, 11. 55-42. Minute 18 to go in the third. Wildcats bring it up. BC surrounds the ball. And Jeanette says, yeah, we're in trouble. I'm going to get it full time out here. Taking a break with Culver. A minute 11 to go in the third quarter. It remains all Lady Ravens here. Benedictine 55, Culver Stockton 42.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Temperature here in the air listening area continues to drop tonight. We're down to 9 right now in Atchison. Going to have sub-zero overnight, but it's toasty here in the gym. And the Lady Ravens are playing very, very well. They lead by 13 with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Culver Stockton coming out of the timeout. We'll put it in play from the far side. It is Addison Newbon to do the inbound work. The Decatur, Illinois freshman. CFC over to the right side. That's going to be Casey Newsom. Topside, Megan Deal. They'll go back door. The shot off the window. Rebound on the floor. Culver's going to rescue it, and they're not going to rescue it. She stepped down on the baseline, so Benedictine will have it back. Kennedy Nicholson to Kyra. Over to the right side. Aaliyah drives, kicks it across, and she gets pushed, lays on the floor, but if it's just that she travels with it. So with 49 seconds of play in the third, Culver will have it back in once more. CSC and Aaliyah Ortiz goes over to the left. And Culver's going to turn it over. And they've just, out of that timeout, run into the game for the first time today. A sophomore out of Charleston, Missouri, Ashante Jones. And the Ravens up and in for two more. Benedictine stretches its lead on another bucket by Kennedy Nicholson. It's 58-42. Kennedy's third three of the game. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound, Allie Brzezowski. Shot clock is off, and Benedictine will get the final look at the rim here in the third quarter. Reigns will take it on the right side, works off of Brzezowski's screen, goes back. Nicholson, could you get another one? No. Rebound tipped around. Culver has it with one, and we're three quarters done. We have a timeout on the court going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 58, Culver Stockton 42.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Happy to have you along with us on Care Radio this evening. We get set to go to the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens in front by 16 over the Culver Stockton Lady Wildcats. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here. Third quarter scoring recap finds Culver Stockton still being led by Lakin Hugenberg, who's coming to the game off the bench. She's now at 16 points. Megan Deal, a good third quarter, has moved up now to 8. For Benedictine, Scotta Washington did not score in the third quarter. Matter of fact, she did not play much in the third quarter. She's at 17 still. Aaliyah Reyes really played in the third quarter. 11 points in the third, 11 in the game. Kennedy Nicholson has hit 3 threes now and 1 in each quarter. She's got 9, 8 for Allie Brzezowski. Those are the leading scorers for BC. The ball will belong to Benedictine, and the fourth quarter is underway. Walking it up the floor, Kennedy Nicholson out of the Wichita, Kansas area, Goddard High School, or as Eisenhower High School, Goddard, Kansas. Here's a turnaround from 13, will not go in for Samarin, and rebounding it down, CSC. Culver Stockton's Alia Ortiz comes up for the basketball. Benedictine does not have the starting five out there to begin the fourth quarter. They're out there with Nicholson, Wade, Samarin, Washington, and Brzezowski. Runner off the window, too strong. Rebound tipped out, and can they reach it in time? No, they cannot. It'll go out of bounds into the student section on the far side. And by the way, the students have turned out nicely tonight on Student Appreciation Night. Certainly the rest of the Benedictine community and fan base has turned out as well. Good crowd. Skyler has it deep in the right side. BC with the basketball. Out on top is Wade. Into the corner to Brzezowski. A minute gone in the fourth. Back out on top, Skyler. That's another long three. Oh, my goodness, it's perfect. Skyler Washington from way, way outside is at 20 points now. 61-42. Baseline two-point shot is going to be up and good for Culver Stockton. And Megan Deal, who's been a leader on this team for some time now, she's out of Ohio, and she's in double figures now with 10 after that shot. Nicholson running the Raven Club from the one. 8:20 to play. Goes to the baseline right. Brzezowski above the three-point ring in the right corner. Out on top to Wade. Back it comes. Kennedy for another three. Nope. Rebound, Culver. Up court for CSC comes Nia Taylor. They'll reverse the ball around the outside, above the three-point ring. Nobody's stepping down inside. 6 minutes to go, or excuse me, eight minutes to go here in the ball game. Benedictine has been in control throughout. Here's a three from the left side. That is well done. Shot from the outside by Lakin Hugenberg. And tell you what, she and Skyler have a bit of a battle going on for high-scoring honors in the game. Here's a pass. Riley Wade all alone gets the bucket. Skyler Washington, the assist. First points tonight for Riley Wade. It is 63-47. Back to the left side, Culver. 7.5 to go. Here's another three launched. Not going to fall down. And the rebound is out of play. Or is there a foul call? A foul on Riley Wade. The first foul of the fourth quarter by either team belongs to Benedictine. Riley Wade, the 5'9 sophomore from Olathe, Kansas. And Culver Stockton will be putting it in play in their forecourt. 7:11 left. CSC out on top with it. Way up near the center circle. Takes it over to the right wing in front of Coach Bergen. Now the feed to the middle, and reaching in. Great job, Natalie Samarin. The ball was being driven into the middle by a 5'7 junior, Lincoln Hugenberg. She was just going to go drive in, and Natalie, quick hands, goes in and just grabs the ball. And they both had it. It was tied up ball, jump ball back to the Wildcats. Here's the shot in the lane. It's going to roll around and in, and Hugenberg at now 21 leads Skyler. It is 63-49. 6:50 to go. And Benedictine's upcourt pass is thrown away. So the Lady Ravens are going to give it back to Culver Stockton. Wildcats will put Casey Newsom back in. Casey Newsom, one of only two seniors on the roster, and we have not seen the other one, Taylor Green, on the floor tonight. I don't think she's here. Now we get a Benedictine foul. Ravens will make a substitution. Brzezowski will come out. Twyla will come into the game for the Lady Ravens. That was a foul, by the way, on Allie Brzezowski, only her first. Culver Stockton with the basketball. 6.5 to go in the ballgame. Deep into the right side with it is going to be Megan Deal. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Starting right, driving left, turning and shooting too softly. And the rebound is on the floor. Wade had it, lost it, and we're going to get a jump ball called. Is Riley Wade getting all tangled up with Josie Landrum down beneath the Culver Stockton basket. Possession arrow, Ravens. Culver will continue to pick up defensively full court, and a terrible pass that time from Twyla right into the hands of a defender. She'll drive and shoot and score, falling away. Josie Landrum has four. 63-51, and that's enough for the Ravens. They're going to take a little time out and kind of get everybody back on the same page and maybe refocused a little bit. Taking a break, Joseph. Again, 6:09 to play in the ladies' game. Benedictine 63, Culver Stockton 51.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, where a little over half an hour or so from now, we're going to have the men's game. We always anticipate the beginning of about 7:30, and it's usually 7:30-ish, depending on the duration of the ladies' contest. And in that, we have 6:09 to play. It is a 63-51 Benedictine lead. BC jumped in front early in the game, leading by 18 in the opening quarter. Never relinquished a lead. Although Culver cut it to single digits for a moment back in the third quarter, but Benedict, you just don't feel like it's ever really been challenged. Let's look at the five on the floor for BC now. You've got Nicholson and Karis Keough, Wade, Samarin, Washington. Here's the feed comes in the middle, and we're going to have a Culver foul as Skyler gets knocked to the floor. Our official will come over to let us know that the whistle is on. Lakin and Hugenberg will have her second foul this evening. Washington will bring it in all the way out to midcourt. Back of it again with it for the Lady Ravens will come Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson to Riley Wade. Nicholson on top. Steps in. Gets it to Natalie. Back out to Riley. Skips to Natalie. Back out to Kennedy. It's three. It's online. And it is good. So Kennedy Nicholson, very mathematical. I wonder what her major is, because a three in the first, a three in the second, a three in the third, and now a three in the fourth. She's got a dozen points this evening. 66-51, BC. We have 5 minutes to go now. Deal will swing it around down to the left corner. Gets it to Hugenberg. And her pass is stolen by Kennedy Nicholson. Gets it up to Riley Wade. Little left-hand layup. No. Riley was alone under the rim. And sounds like a little too much momentum and maybe a little too much adrenaline, and it just went over the rim. Here comes Culver Stockton back up. 4:40 left. Looking in. Culver wanting the lane, and they will get it, and the shot is up, and they're going to call it plus one. So Lake and Hugenberg just continues to play extremely well. I'm sure there's a reason she does not start for this team, but I guess when you can come off the bench and score in the 20s, that's okay. Her free throw will not go in, and Samarin gets run over, picking up the rebound, and that is a foul on Casey Newsom. Aaliyah Raines will come back into the game, and Kennedy Nicholson comes out, so that will tell me that Aaliyah is going to step into the one spot. Here comes Benedictine. Raines into the forecourt with a little outlet pass. And now we'll take it back and runs the ball club at the point. Swings it over to the left side. Riley Wade is playing the two to the free throw line. Back over to Raines. Little head fake, starts baseline, gets it to Skyler. Twyla. Twyla passes up opportunity to go to Wade. We'll bring it instead to the top of the key, and the shot is up and will not go in, and the Ravens will be penalized with a shot clock violation as that shot did not draw iron, and we're at 4 minutes to go. Culver with the basketball, trailing by 13. And up forward with it, they're going to come. Benedictine will bring it up, dump it over to the right, or rather, Culver brings it up, dumps it over to the right side to Kiana Ortiz. Here's a start right, drive left, and no room. Great defense here. Shot clock for Culver Stockton down to single digits. Here's a launch from the top. It is off the front of the rim, and it will be saved in to Benedictine. The ball taken away by Riley Wade. She'll bring it up the floor. And then just, the ball just jumps out of her hands and goes out of bounds. No rhyme, no reason, no cause. A Raven turnover with 3:29 left. Aaliyah Ortiz, the junior. Kiana Ortiz, the freshman. Sisters from Tucson, Arizona. Here's a baseline shot. No, rebounded down Natalie Samarin. We may just have to wait until Saturday to see Natalie get her 1,000th point as a Lady Raven. Here's Skyler into the lane. Shoots and doesn't go in. Rebound underneath by Wade. Shoots and hits the bottom of the rim, but she gets a pair of free throws out of the deal. Kiana Ortiz for Culver Stockton has her first foul tonight, and it'll be 3 fourth quarter fouls for the Lady Wildcats. Free throw, no. So Riley Wade does have 2 points. She got here in the fourth quarter. We're going to see if she can't wrangle up a third point here tonight and gets it right there. 67-53, Benedictine, exactly 3 minutes remain. And Wade will come out back in for Benedictine. The old Lady Raven, it's Ronnebaum. And Benedictine's up court pass is going to be stolen. There's no one down there defensively. The layup is up and good for CSC. Culver hits the bucket. Coach Bergen takes the timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, a break. We're winding this thing down. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the ladies' game. Benedictine 67, Culver Stockton 55.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
the Lady Ravens offense has already called it a night, gone to the locker room and maybe back to the dorms, because Benedictine has not scored a point in the last 2:54. And going on 3 minutes, they'll kick it out on top. Here's Ronnebaum with it. Heather goes between the circles. Skyler. Now it's over 3 minutes since Benedictine has put a point up. Shot clock's at 5, and we get an offensive foul, sure do. That was Aaliyah Raines. Good news for Aaliyah. I mean, if you want to look at it like that, she got all of it because she charged into a rather solidly set defender, bowling her over. Back up with it will come the Lady Wildcats. 2:10 to go. Trailing only by a dozen. Over Stockton comes across midcourt. Bounce pass to the right. Now a return to the middle. The dish to the baseline left where the three is up and short. Rebounded off the floor by the Wildcats. Up and missing. Rebound out of play. And it is Benedictine basketball. Good hustle underneath. And Natalie Samarin to keep that thing alive and keep working for the ball. Benedictine will bring it in. A little full court pressure. Ronnebaum. Right side Twyla. She'll get it across. No defender got in front of her. Skip comes back out on top to Raines. Minute 40 to go. Aaliyah Raines bounces it over to Skyler. She's way out on the right wing now. Starts to drive in. Kicks it back. Raines hits three. Got it! Aaliyah Raines with 14 points now. And it's 70-55. 1:23 left. Culver comes in and goes to the free throw line, skips it into the corner. It bounced up a pretty good looking 2-point shot. Here's a longer two, and it is up and good. The foul, or the shot rather, by Hugenberg, and she has been just incredible tonight for Culver Stockton. It's 70-57, and we got a minute left. Skyler comes out on top. Marines will back it away a little bit. Defended by Kiana Ortiz. Skip pass to the right side to Skyler. Shot clock's at 8. Back out on top to Twyla. Over to Raines. Shot clock's at 5. The feed underneath to Skyler, and she gets fouled with 2 on the shot clock. The foul by Olivia Hopp will have the Benedictine putting it in play at their offensive end, but with only 41 seconds to go, BC will have 20 more put back on the shot clock. Inbound to come, Skyler on the right side. Entry pass, Twyla, turns, can't get it, rebound, Culver. 35 seconds to go. Down the floor, running shot, left side, no. Rebounding it down is Raines. Benedictine back up court. Coach throws his arms in the air. The shot clock is off, and that's going to do it. Your final score here tonight in this women's college basketball game, Benedictine 70, Culver Stockton 57, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Know it, but Culver Stockton actually outscored Benedictine in both the second and fourth quarters tonight. It only lost the third quarter by 1. But BC had run out to such a big lead early that they were able to cruise to this win tonight over the Lady Wildcats, 70-57 for Cooper Stockton. It was a big career night for Lake and Hugenberg. 25 points for Hugenberg, the 5'7 junior from Canton, Missouri. Outstanding game. She did not even start tonight. One other player got into double figure scoring, Megan Dia with 10. It was a 5-point game for Aaliyah Ortiz. Four each. Josie Lander, Casey Newsom, Nia Taylor. Addison Newman had 3 and 2 for Katie Webb. For Benedictine, can't say enough about the play of Skylar Washington. She had 11 in the first quarter, 17 at halftime, and really didn't even look to score in the second half. Ended up with 20 tonight to lead the Benedictine offense. Aaliyah Raines, 14 points. All of them came in the second half. A dozen tonight for Kennedy Nicholson on 1 3-point shot in each quarter. Hallie Brzozowski with 8 this evening. It was a 4-point game for Twyla Karaskiu and Natalie Samarin, 3 each. Riley Wade and Kyla Misiraka, 2 tonight for Heather Runnabaugh. Natalie Samarin with 4 is now 6 points away from the 1,000-point club. We're going to see her reach that on Saturday up in Iowa. Benedictine, 14-6 on the season and 6-4 in the conference. Cobras now 9-10 and 3-7. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back with the second half of our College Hoops doubleheader shortly. But again, the final score tonight in the ladies' game, Benedictine 70, Culver Stockton 57. Hang on for that next game. But right now, we're going to give you a big treat, sending you back to the Care Sports Studio where Joseph, he's on hand and he's ready to take us to the next game.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.